Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. And before we get started, I have an announcement for you. Are you that person that all your friends and family members come to when they need wellness advice? Are you constantly looking up new ways to heal and balance your mind, body, and spirit, including listening to this podcast? Well, have you ever considered having a career becoming a holistic health coach where you get to decide your own hours, work with people, tackling the subjects that you are the most passionate about, and having financial freedom along the way? Well, I am so excited to be teaming up with my very own alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, to offer their biggest discount yet. You'll receive $2,250 off tuition, an extra bonus that they're offering just with my Highest Self Podcast listeners on how to launch your dream book. This course is going to get you super clear on what your book is about and how to bring it out into the world. I've created a webinar for you on how to have a thriving business as a health coach. So using social media, creating passive income, how to have a wait list of clients and become the best known coach in your niche with raving testimonials. Tickets to a live upcoming IIN conference where I will be meeting you over there. Super excited to connect. And a bundle of all digital wellness guides like Ayurveda, self-love, whole food eating, etc. So all you have to do is head over to my show notes. You'll see the link over there. It's a little bit.ly link. It'll take you right there. You'll be able to receive a sample class, check out the curriculum, get all your questions answered. And I'm so excited to have you on this mission, raising the vibration of the planet together as a health coach. Again, head over to my show notes. You'll see the link right there, and I'll see you inside. You have probably come to this episode because you have noticed great shifts in yourself. Every single person on this planet has, whether they are actively on a spiritual path or not, because all of us are. Whether you're doing the work or not, you are on a spiritual path because we're all souls having a human experience here. Now, the only difference is when you do the work and you go inwards, you're able to navigate where the direction you are heading in. Whereas when you don't, you end up unconsciously creating situations that reflect your internal soul, your internal atmosphere. And when we aren't conscious about where we are inside, we end up reflecting back unconscious situations, situations that are not in alignment with our highest selves. So truly the level of your life, and I'm not talking level of wealth or success or anything like that, though it could be, I'm talking about the level of perfection of your life for your soul's needs. Because each and every one of us has a very unique idea about what heaven on earth would look like for us. So for one person, it could look like being on an island, like in Moana, on a beach and just fishing and living off the land and growing your own food. And that might be heaven on earth for you. Whereas for someone else, it could be, you know, creating a business that changes the world and leading a huge team. And for someone else, that could be really fighting for grassroots causes and making a change there. And for someone else, it could be living on a mountainside, doing energetic healing work for people. It's different for every single person. Now, the level that your actual life will be in alignment with this has to do with how deep you have gotten to your soul. So the more you know yourself, the easier life becomes, because it's like, you know, trying to create a recipe without knowing what ingredients are in it. As you get to know yourself, you see what ingredients are actually inside of you. So you're not blind cooking anymore. You're not looking at, you know, the person next to you and seeing what they're cooking and trying to replicate that. You're actually saying, okay, well, I got some coconut and some avocados and some pineapple and fish. This is feeling like a tropical ceviche, where someone else may have some lavender and olive oil and pasta and is feeling pretty Italian or something. It's a different flavor. So we can only know this when we've gone inside of ourselves and looked at, what are the flavors inside of me? What are the textures? What are the aspects of me that I really seek to embody in this lifetime, and particularly in this moment of time, because it will evolve and change as you do. So this year has been for all of us gaining clarity on what that is. That is really what this entire year has been about. This year has not been about, you know, making your life hell or challenging you for the sake of it or punishing you or any of that. That is not the ideology that I subscribe to. I see this as a great redefinition because we have been operating in the unconscious for so long. I've been talking about this, you know, for the past 3 years on the podcast, but especially this year on all of my solo casts that have been related to the energetics of right now. But we have been doing a lot of shadow work. I've been calling it the global ayahuasca experience. It has been, you know, from March to actually at the end of June, it has been all about confronting fear, different types of fears, the initial fear of safety and security and all the root chakra stuff that came up, fear of our bodies not being okay, fear of our family members not being okay, etc. I also went through that experience. And then in June, we stepped into another wave, which was fear of where we live not being safe, fear of society, fear of the other, fear of the systems, you know, and all of that stuff that has shown up. And then this summer in July, we kind of began the great part, the great split. I did a podcast episode on that you can go back and listen to. And that was really when the split between the 3D and 5D became very apparent. So the people who have chosen to step into 5D reality, which is living life based off of your truth, your purpose, your joy, your love. It is a love frequency at the end of the day and everything that comes with what would love look like. And then the 3D frequency is what would fear look like. You know, reaction instead of creation, seeing yourself as a victim rather than the creatrix of your reality, pointing the blame at other people, thinking that someone else is the root of all your problems and someone else will be the root of all of your, you know, attributes too, when none of that is the case, regardless of who the president is, your life is going to look the same unless you do the inner work. So we came face to face with that reality. And I think most people listening to this podcast are on that 5D train and know that at the end of the day, it's me and my soul and everything around me is just a, you know, simulation in some sort of way. I'm not talking about literal, but I'm talking about like an energetic simulation of my surroundings reflect my internal environment. So if I want to shift my external environment, I got to get clear within myself. So that big shift really took hold in July. And then this past month has been really gaining clarity on what does this true version of you look like? You know, emerging as the butterfly. Who do I want to be? What attributes, what qualities? I did a podcast 3 or so weeks ago, right before I left for Tulum, about what is my butterfly self. And I had you ask questions. That's really what this month in Rose Gold Goddesses has been about with the frequency of Lemuria. So we have been on this path of questioning and clarity and stepping into like creating that brainstorm vision of like, okay, what is my day-to-day life? Where am I going to live? Who am I going to be around? How am I going to dress? How am I going to show up? All of these things we have been in the brainstorming, that Vata phase of it. And now where I see us is in the action. You know, we are in Virgo season now, so it's a little bit more action oriented. So, okay, what actual steps am I going to make? I've been talking about how I want to move. Have I found the place? Have I visited the place? Have I started packing up my stuff, getting rid of the things I don't need, closing up, you know, things that I need to close up here, actually preparing myself for the move? Because at the end of the day, your ideas aren't going to mean anything in your life until you take action on them, but they're valuable because they give us clarity. So we've gotten a lot of clarity, and as we take action, we will continue to gain more. You know, it's like, I'm not going to figure out how to play the board game by just reading the instructions. The instructions might give me an overall idea, but it's once I start playing that I'm like, oh, this is how, okay, and this is how I get better at it. Oh, and here's some cool strategies. We only learn that when we begin to walk our talk. So this is really the time to take that action, to move that Vata energy and start to ground it into that pit of like, okay, where is this train going to pick up? So I know for me, and I've spoken about this in the podcast, it's moving. I'm feeling complete with my life in the United States. And I used to not live in the US, and I'm ready to travel and see where I end up. And I had to gain clarity on closing up my chapter in Los Angeles. And I have so many friends here and so many great memories here. And I can feel that I need to be in nature. I need to be in the jungle. I need to be in waterfalls. I need to be in community. I need to be dancing. I need to be, you know, praying to the moon. Like that is who I am. And that's not what my experience is living in an apartment in Los Angeles. So I really gained a lot of clarity on that. And then became that person, you know, doing a lot of rituals and dancing and all the things that I can from where I am right now. And now it is my taking action point of, okay, where is this next place? What is it going to look like, et cetera, which is why I spent the past month in the Yucatan Peninsula, Mexico. I know this episode is good, but so is this sponsor. A lot of us don't feel comfortable going to supermarkets right now, and cafes are closed, which means we aren't picking up green juices or even buying fresh produce as often. But right now, it is more important than ever before to keep our immune systems high, especially with greens and superfoods. I've been drinking Organifi Green every single day, and it's been a godsend. It contains immune-boosting ingredients like moringa, chlorella, spirulina, wheatgrass, ashwagandha, turmeric, lemon, mint, and so much more. It takes only 1 minute to add into my water, and I feel so good knowing that at least I got my greens in for that day, which frankly, I may not have had otherwise. I've also sent it to my family members to keep them healthy at this time too. You can receive 20% off your Organifi at Organifi.com using coupon code Sahara. Again, that's Organifi, Organifi.com using coupon code Sahara, and that link is in the show notes. So I know a lot of people are on that moving train right now. So maybe you want to move to the mountains. Maybe you want to move to the river. Maybe you want to move to a small town. I do believe that cities have in a way come to an end. And I don't mean that to sound harsh, but it just doesn't make sense environmentally, societally, et cetera, to have so many people just like congregated in one very, very small place where there's intense pollution, where living costs are so expensive and everyone is disconnected from nature, and the energy in the atmosphere can be very competitive and aggressive and chaotic there. And you're out of attunement with the natural frequency of the earth. So we're already seeing so many people leaving big cities and dispersing. And I believe that this disperse is what the new paradigm, it's preparing us for the new paradigm, because then there's, you don't have to go to LA to be around conscious community, or go to New York to like move ahead in your entertainment career, your finance career, or be in, you know, wherever city for whatever thing. It's actually everywhere. You can be anywhere in the world. And the fact that our internet, and not only we have internet, but it's so high speed now that you could be virtually anywhere in the world on a Zoom call, having the same meetings, learning the same things. It just doesn't make sense to all be in these very confined areas. Of course, there are meetings of the mind locations around the world, but what I'm seeing is these meeting of the mind locations are not actually coinciding with major cities, but they're coinciding with energetic vortexes. So I'm sure a lot of you guys have already noticed them, but you know, Sedona, Bali, parts of Thailand, even parts of Ibiza, Tulum, and around the Mayan ruins area. There are so many all around the world. Every single continent has multiple of these energetic vortexes where frequency is very high, and people, especially spiritual people, Kauai, Mount Shasta, etc., they're drawn to live there for a particular reason. And these are like very, very big ones I'm talking about. And there's so many smaller ones too. And so we're dispersing in those ways. And you're going to go to these places and end up meeting all sorts of people who you would have never met in your normal life, because people there are so much more open. You know, I was just noticing myself in Yucatan and in Tulum, I was meeting so many people, even people from LA, much more than I would here, because here everyone is, you know, in their home confined, whereas there everyone's like in the jungle, like outside. So it's a different frequency, and it doesn't mean that we have to live in cities to meet interesting people. We can actually be anywhere. Costa Rica is a very big spot. A lot of people are creating intentional conscious communities in Costa Rica right now, and it's going to continue. So I see that being a really big thing of people moving and really asking themselves, if I could live anywhere, where would I live? What environments called to me? You know, I made a post on my Instagram about the doshas and environments, and how those of us who are more vata, more dry, more cold, we need warm, tropical, humid places to counterbalance our energy. So that's why, you know, Miami, Bali, Tulum, et cetera, are big places for vatas. You'll notice that. And then those of us who have more pitta energy, really just like hot, fiery, can get a little bit impatient. We need more cooling places, more water, or even like mountains and like cold rivers. So you'll see a lot of pittas, they're going up north. They're going to, you know, Canada or just the mountains, Colorado, parts of Europe, New Zealand, et cetera. It's because it really balances that pitta energy, but still has that athleticism, outdoor sports, et cetera. And then a lot of kaphas are feeling, you know, they naturally tend to run cold and clammy. So things that are like cold, long winters, rainy are very bad for them. Like a London or even Northeast US, that's not the ideal environment for them because they can get so sluggish and tired. And they're like, wait, I don't need to be in Indiana anymore. I don't need to be in, you know, wherever the place is that I'm in. So where do I want to be? So a lot of hot and dry environments are calling them deserts, Joshua Tree or, you know, Palm Springs or Morocco, you know, so many different places like that are really calling to them. So listen to where your soul wants to live. Where are your soul's homes? Our soul does have multiple homes based on different past lives that we've had, that it really operates in that frequency. And they do activate different past lives and energies within us. You know, like when I'm in Bali, it very much activates that and, you know, my Hindu lineage, etc. And then when I'm in Mexico, it really taps me into my past lives as like a womb priestess and that lineage of goddess Ichel, etc. So different places are going to activate different parts of yourself. So it's, what archetype am I being really drawn to right now? And listening to that, what are the steps? You know, nothing is impossible. Like, this is the time to know that nothing is impossible. In fact, this is the time more than ever that anything you want is possible, because things are up in the air. So anything is possible. You get to choose. So really notice that. And I also encourage you to write a list of 6 things that you would like to see changed in your own life in the next 6 months, things that are in your control. Okay, so it could be, you know, I have a group of really amazing friends, and once a week we get together and do a ritual. Or I live, you know, in nature, and outside my window, I see beautiful mountains, or I spend a lot of time swimming, or every single day I practice yoga, or I have a great dance routine, or whatever it is. Write 6 things in your life that you would like to see change in the next 6 months. You know, this is really the time. From this September to March 21, you're going to be a completely different person. Like, you already are a completely different person since last March when this corona situation began. Think about how much you've overcome, how many lessons you've learned, how many fears you've come face to face with. You're a different person. And now the next 6 months, it's going to have more of a outer reflection. The past 6 months have been more of the inner reflection of, I've been facing a lot internally, changing a lot internally, dealing with a lot of, you know, maybe inner child stuff, family stuff, ancestral stuff, money, fear stuff, all sorts of stuff. And now the next 6 months are going to be, okay, how are these changes now going to make external differences in my life? What am I here to create and cause? So I would make that list of 6 things and, you know, maybe put it on your notes and keep looking at it every week. Don't just put this on your vision board and forget about it. Make this something that you begin chipping away at day after day after day, because this is the time that you can make, you know, I shared this in a podcast I did a couple months ago, but we are on major timeline shifts. So something that could have taken 5 years could actually just take 1 year or 5 months or even less right now, right? You know, maybe you've always had this dream to go live in the mountains, but you thought it was going to be your 10-year plan. Well, actually, it could be your this year plan. So that thing that you really want to do, this is your time that you actually get to speed track over there. So I encourage you to make that list of what you would like to see changed and really make this at the altar of your life. Chip away at it every single day, look at it and make these differences. And also ask yourself, what am I going to have to change within myself? And break it down as small as possible to even just habits, you know, like one huge habit that I realized was holding me back, because I would always look at things that I want in my life and break it down into, okay, well, what would cause this and what would cause that? And it would always come down to stop spending so much time on social media. I noticed for myself, especially in the month of, you know, from March to July, because of everything happening in the news, I was spending so much of my energy externally on checking out what's happening in the news, multiple news sources, every Instagram, every single person's opinion on like every single situation, and like, you know, spending hours a day just like taking in, and questioning my intuition because I'm learning all this new information, but then also not taking a step back into, okay, how am I really feeling? How is this sinking in? What energy is this coming from? So once I started to do that and I, you know, began to a bit disconnect from the outside world and reconnect to my internal world, it became more clear to me than ever before how I am here to create a difference, which is by raising the vibration of the planet, because increasing consciousness is the ultimate tool to cause people to make better choices in all areas of their life, from socially, culturally, environmentally, food. Everything is going to happen when you raise consciousness. So that's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to do every single thing on the world. I'm here to do my thing, and everyone's here to do their thing. And that's when we focus on our dharmas, we raise the vibration of the planet. But when we're so out of touch with other people's dharmas and questioning our own truth, then that's how we end up in the spiral. And we are going to continue to see that because the media thrives off of us being confused, angry, arguing, doubting ourselves, fighting against each other, going into comment wars, etc. That's not only how our media thrives, it's how our political system thrives. So I won't go into all the political stuff right now because I have gone into that. You guys know how I feel. You can listen to my last solo cast, but this is really the time to reclaim your power and don't get so sucked up into what you see on the media, because not all of it is true. A lot of it is created in a way to instigate fear inside of you, to keep you powerless so they remain the power and keep it again. So sometimes the best thing that you can do is to call your energy in and to disconnect from, because it's not even the real world. That's not the real world. That's a fake world. Because if you go outside on the streets, people are still loving each other, but they'll make it seem like everyone hates each other because that's how they thrive. So it's not the real world. And I think in our school systems, et cetera, we have been made to feel guilty about not checking the news every day, not knowing every political tweet that the president last said. That is mind control. That is there to keep you from, it actually just wastes your energetic currency on something that doesn't matter. You have no control over, makes no difference in your life, rather than what you do have control over makes all the difference in your life and will create a change on this world. And that is your dharma, your soul's purpose. So call it in, claim it in. This is our time to really pave that path. We've seen glimpses of who we want to be. Now, let's shoot out our lightning rod onto that beautiful star and climb our way up there step by step, because that's how we will create a new reality. So I'm super excited because my book, Discover Your Dharma, is now available for pre-order. I will be sharing a lot more about this book. It helps you find your soul's purpose in the coming months. It comes out January 5th, but because I have been talking about dharma a lot in this episode, I did want to mention that, because if you're like, how do I find my dharma? I know I need to find my purpose. You can just pre-order that book so you make sure that you get it, and I'll be sharing a lot more about dharma on the podcast until then. So thank you so much for being here, for listening, for being part of the shift. If only every single person had as much introspection and true self-awareness, self-care, and self-knowledge as you do, the world would be such a different place. But luckily for you and for all of us, it is shifting. And each and every one of us, as we do the work, as we spread it, as we spread our knowledge, even sharing this podcast, it creates ripple effects that allows each person to become their own healer, their own teacher, their own guru. So we don't need to look outside of ourselves anymore. We can tune inwards, listen, fine-tune with that intuition, and take clear action. So thank you so much for incarnating on the planet at the same time as me and for listening to this podcast. If you loved this episode, I would love to send you a free gift, which is the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. This is a different book than Eat Feel Fresh, my first book ever, which is not released anywhere. And I am gifting it exclusively to those who leave a review of my podcast in the iTunes store. So all you got to do is head over to iTunes, where you may be listening to this podcast, and leave a review. Take a screenshot that you've left it and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, that's Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you back the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which goes all into Ayurveda, doshas, plant-based nutrition, body types, all of the things in a really fun and engaging way. So this is my gift to you for free for supporting the podcast. Every single review I personally read, it really helps the podcast be listened to by more people so we can raise the vibration of the planet together. And I am so grateful to have you on this journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.